A professor with the School of Architecture at the University of Waterloo will be in the province next week as part of a team of researchers looking at landscape, building and industrial heritage as a way to enhance communities. Lola Shepherd and her team have partnered with Heritage NL, the Harris Center, and economists from Memorial University on a project called New Found Architecture. We've reached Lola Shepherd this morning in Ontario. Good morning, Lola.
Good morning.
You're going to be concentrating on two islands, Bell Island and Fogo Island. What exactly are you going to be doing?
So we've been working with both communities now for about a year, and we're interested in the role that architecture, planning, and in a way heritage can play in sort of community empowerment and creating sort of new opportunities, both spatially, but also, imagining perhaps new small-scale economies and new opportunities for the communities on these islands.
What have you heard from the residents of both islands in these preliminary conversations?
Well, so on the one hand, they're facing some similar challenges as many smaller sort of communities in Newfoundland, I think, are facing of, populations that are aging and sometimes shrinking. Both, of course, in those particular cases, face challenges with the ferry service and some of the implications that come with that. But there are some shared similarities, and then there are, of course, some very, quite significant differences. Fogo Island has some of the amazing work that Shorefast has been doing, not just through the Fogo Inn, but a whole host of associated sort of programs and economic incentives and initiatives, whereas Bell has not seen right now that kind of initiative, but has, I think, some amazing assets. It's a beautiful island, very close to St. John, so it has a kind of proximity and a catchment basin, which for us seems like an untapped potential. It has, of course, the Mining Museum, which is a kind of very large tourist attractor, but I think it has all sorts of untapped assets in terms of even a kind of mining landscape, other heritage buildings. And so we're interested, particularly in Bell, in looking at all these sort of small-scale opportunities and seeing can through a sort of set of incremental strategies, can one, improve things through kind of small-scale incremental change rather than, a singular large transformation.
Why Bell Island and Fogo Island specifically? Because, as you point out, stark differences between the two.
Well, so it began partly, I don't want to say it's a coincidence, but we put in a grant to the SHRC, which is Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council, and we had reached out to several communities to see if they might be interested in partnering with us. Fogo and Bell were two that came back and expressed strong interest. There was actually a third community at one point, and for certain reasons, it didn't work out in the long term. But we got actually interested in the idea that both were island communities, that, Newfoundland already being an island, we were then looking at these sort of islands off an island, and that in some ways they become kind of microcosms of what's happening, at least on some issues at the larger scale of the province. And the kind of distinct cultures that come with being sort of island communities, I think, was really interesting. The issue of the ferry, we've heard a lot about the sort of challenges of the ferry service, and that's outside the scope of what an architect can deal with. But even the question of the ferry arrival and marking a sort of sense of place, it's such a kind of sort of amazing moment to kind of land on an island and wait for the ferry and all of that. So that's one of the things we're looking at is, how could one mark place at the ferry waiting points? So that became really interesting. It began as a coincidence, but the fact that both of our partner communities were islands, I think is really interesting.
A lot of people will view architects as being drawn to the urban centre, want to build that next big Halifax library or a big glass skyscraper. What draws you to rural parts of the country?
Well, I think we've done quite a bit of work and research in the far north, and we had both taught some studios looking at Newfoundland. And I think what attracts, and so that's how the research sort of got started. But I think what interests us is partly that the sort of rules and what to do is less obvious. So we sort of know, you know, how to build a school in Halifax or a library in Toronto or because a lot of the outports and smaller rural communities in many places in Canada were not sort of planned out. You know, they and that's sort of what makes the sort of Newfoundland vernacular so amazing, is the sort of collection of houses and outbuildings and even the churches, you know, were built incrementally with no grand plan. But there's still a kind of need, you know, in Fogo, for instance. One of the interesting things is that the sort of center of the island has become a kind of place where that's consolidating a lot of services. So a hospital was built there, a school was built there. There's discussions about new buildings, and no one is really planning that. It's sort of happening partly through the efficiency of where services can go. But there's also no model for a sort of rural down, you know, center because the history of it is ad hoc. So I think the fact that it isn't clear how one designs in this environment and how what the role of planning is or how, you know, what the rules are is actually very interesting to us.
Lola, good luck with your project. Thanks very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Bye.